Well, you're on Rise FM Breakfast. We're speaking to Sis Kuku. Sis Kuku is a clinical psychologist and a marriage counselor. Sis Kuku, a very good morning. We're talking about habits that we've outgrown. Gepa, my question to you is, you know, you have a person who smokes, you have a person who drinks, and this person has been attempting to quit for some time, but could not for whatever reason, right? And that is a habit. So when you have such habits, how do you let those go?
Good morning, JP, and to your listeners. One of the important things that you would need to get is support, you know, because I think when you are trying to get rid of something like that, something which you have done for quite a long time, you have to consider things like withdrawals, the anxiety about it. So it's important that you get the people around you to just be there and to support you, and in extreme cases, obviously, to get the professional help about it. It also needs a change in your mindset and a determination, you know, and a dedication that you do want to stop, and that you know that what are the disadvantages, what you are going to go through in order for you to stop, and that it's not going to be an easy road, and that you will be met with many challenges and difficulties. So you do need to have a mindset that sets you apart, that says to you, you can do this and you will do this, and stick to that route and that part of which you have decided to get rid of the habit.
Now, is it wise, Google? Because I've heard a number of people say that when you're trying to quit something, it's best that you find something to replace it with.
It needs to be something constructive, and it needs to be something stimulating in a positive way, you know. So we can't say one is going to quit a dangerous substance, for example, a cocaine, and say we're going to replace it with weed, yeah. You know. So because that would need to be replaced completely, and that is why a lot of people are encouraged to do much more physical activities and other things that, you know, will still keep your chemical, you know, chemistry and your hormones to be going, because I think that when we are doing certain habits, they become an addiction, and an addiction is much more deeper than just one wanting to fulfill a need, you know. So there's also a lot of emotional things and a lot of emotional processes that a person goes through in the attempt to end what they've been doing. So definitely it's important to find an activity that is going to keep you busy and stimulated for the time that you would have been using the substance.
Do people have addictive personalities, Sisko? And I ask that because you'd hear someone, even with the question that I asked you now, that if I am addicted to something, now I would have to replace it with something. Is it even wise to have to replace it with something? Because then it shows that perhaps you have an addictive personality.
Yeah, so an addictive personality is something that people are likely to struggle and suffer from, you know. So it's because if you randomly take away something and abruptly, you know, it then creates a lot of panic and anxiety for the person. So you sort of have to slowly remove something and be realistic. And that is why if you go through the professional rehab of something, it's not something that we do today and by tomorrow. So it is it's a process. That's why even the time that people spend in rehab spaces is much long, because of the expectation that it's going to take a person much longer. So we need to keep them in a space where it's secure and safe and guarded and contained. Should we then struggle with one leaving the one thing and then resorting to another form or something else that they can be potentially addicted to?
Okay. Well, that's Sis Kuku, who is a clinical psychologist and a marriage counselor. Sis Kuku, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you so much, JT.